Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Paul set forth the example of a man who has been caused to see the value of those things which are eternal, as they are compared with the things of this world. For he said, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God, by faith." The fleshly gain of which he spoke is not limited to money, but is found in anything which is of this temporary world which men might value. James describes the glorious blessing of the sons of God, which makes the poor of this world rich for their benefit, and makes the rich poor for the same purpose. This can only occur in the kingdom of God. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Both rich and poor alike are taught the source and extent of their blessings, which are found in Christ alone. Thus we read Paul's words to the Corinthians as he describes the true riches of the kingdom of God. In everything ye are enriched by him. The brother who is lacking in this world's goods is enriched by the gift of grace, which satisfies his needs with that which is from above. Those who possess many things in this world, if they are taught by the Spirit, are enriched as they are made to count their possessions as worthless, apart from those true riches which only he can bestow. The common denominator in this transaction and its results is the work of Christ. The sons of God are enriched by him. Just as surely as he causes the rain fall on the just and the unjust according to his purpose, so he does administer his enrichment upon his children for their good. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. There is neither a place of boasting in an abundance of spiritual enrichment, nor a place of complaint for those who might be called the weaker brethren. The strong are made so for the good of the body, even as the weaker are so as well. Regardless of the gifts given to the brethren, the purpose in the giving of them is that the whole body might be edified together and built up in the most holy faith. So we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all, that is, the whole. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit. But all these worketh that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the bodies of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. We are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge. Utterance is the ability to speak what is necessary. Often many who fancy themselves as preachers and teachers think that every word they say is true because of the amount of study which they invest. This is not the case, for all men are prone to err regardless of their preparation. But this is certainly true, that every true word that is spoken is the gift of God and is sent to accomplish his will and the benefit of those whom he loves. How can any of us know anything except the Lord should enrich us with all knowledge? He has not promised that we shall ever know all things, either in this world or that to come. Yet we are given to know all things which are needful, and nothing is withheld from the sons of God which they need. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. All of this is done in the body of Christ, that he might be glorified, and that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. Are you a part of the body of Christ?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.